This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
McDonald's meets the Minecraft universe with one of six collectibles and your choice of a Big Mac or 10-piece McNuggets with spicy nether flame sauce. Now available with a Minecraft movie meal.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time, a Minecraft movie only in theaters.
Let's do this.
This is the Rich Eisen Show
with guest host Andrew Siciliano.
I get a lot of fans, including my father.
Son? Yeah, Dad?
Who stop me and say, why are you talking about the Cowboys? I'll tell you why.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Because this story right here, the Cowboys trading for a backup quarterback, moves the needle.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Still to come, college football reporter for The Athletic, Scott Docterman, Kansas center Hunter Dickinson. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Andrew Siciliano.
It is pro day season. SZN. It's Friday on the Rich Eisen Show. Thanks for being here, everybody. My final day in the chair. Rich back soon. Pelissero here as well next week as we count down to 20 days to the NFL draft in Title Town, USA. Do you have a bucket list of NFL stadiums and NFL towns? Do you? If you don't, Green Bay should be atop the list. I cannot recommend. I'll say this before the draft as well. If you've never been there, make a trip. Your favorite team doesn't have to be there. You want to wait for that? Go. That's fine. Do it then. But it is the coolest football environment and venue in American sports. In the NFL, at least. College football is a little bit different. Anyway, 3 weeks from now, we will be there. And 3 weeks from now, we're going to know what happened in the first round. Is Cam Ward really going number one overall? Who in God's name is going number two overall? Because the draft begins, we think, at two. What about the Giants? What about Chris Brockman, good day to you, and the Patriots sitting there at four? There's a team in Jacksonville, I'm told, as well. What do they do at five? 3 weeks from today, we're going to know all of this. Do the Bears take a running back? Do the Saints draft a quarterback? 3 weeks from now, we could be sitting here saying, does Derek Carr want out now? Because the Saints just took a quarterback at nine. And if so, which quarterback is that? All of that 3 weeks from today. I have no patience. I want it 3 weeks from yesterday. But so be it. We got to wait. Anyway, glad you're here. Scott Docterman from The Athletic coming up shortly. Hunter Dickinson, an interview that Rich did, coming up next hour as well. Chris Brockman, Jay, and TJ, happy Friday
happy
to
Friday
you.
To you. Andrew, Friday. As a Browns fan, not just their radio voice or a team employee, what do you want them to do as a fan?
I honestly want them to trade up for Cam Ward. But it ain't going to happen. I never say never. I think the Titans like him too much to give it up. And I also think that if they decide they don't want him, the price is going to be exorbitant. Now, if you the only way the Browns get him, well, I mean, look, the Titans could take Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. They could.
Sure.
They could shock the world and take Shador. You never know.
Never know.
That would be shocking. But the only way the Browns get him is if the Titans decide, all right, this has all been a ruse. We like another player better. But we either A, take that other player, or B, call the Browns or the Titans or whomever and say, we'll take anything. Start bidding. Like, we'll go to two. We don't want to go to three. We'll go to two or three. But, three's going to have to pay more than two. Go for it. And then maybe you do get it for a couple of twos or a two and a three. Or maybe the Giants go, we'll give you a one next year. That scenario is possible. But as Andrew Berry said last Sunday at the annual meeting in Florida, it is unlikely that the Browns can do it or that they will even be given the opportunity to do it. Because if the Giants, or rather the Titans, decide to get out, as Mike Mayock said yesterday, look, they got to be lockstep with ownership there. You never know. I'm not saying Amy Adams Strunk is making this decision, but you're going into a new stadium soon. You need the quarterback. Like, you all got to be on the same page. Organizations will always tell you, hey, this is an organizational decision. Well, who has the final say? Whose contract says you have the final say? Guys, it might say this person has the final say, but we're going to do this together. And if the Titans just say we're going to take him, then they're going to take him, and there's nothing you can do. And you just got to live with that. Yes, could you call up and say, here are three ones? I guarantee the Titans would listen to that. But are you really going to give up three ones to go from two to one? That's dumb. By the way, if they do that, please don't play this back. But you get my point. You just don't do that. You don't give up three ones to go from two to one.
Right.
And
unless you're in a movie.
Unless you're in a movie.
No matter what.
And then he ended up getting all his picks back because he was a pancake-eating MF.
I mean, that movie is so unrealistic.
I know, but it's great.
The idea that you would trade up to one and then not have any idea of who you're going to take. You just go to one and then you figure it out. Right? You just go figure it out.
The draft, super fun. Also, I wanted to ask you about this, Andrew. You, after Myles Garrett, much ballyhooed offseason for him, ultimately stays in Cleveland, gets the record contract. You had a conversation with him where Myles made it seem like he was told what the plan is at quarterback. What did you take away from that conversation? And did you get any idea of knowing what the actual plan is from him?
So I've been asked this 1,000 times. Thank you for asking. For those who did not see, after Myles Garrett did do the deal and he did the podium that day, a Friday a few weeks ago, he did my Browns podcast. I have a podcast in the Browns on the Browns media platforms. It was on Zoom. I did it from here in California. So I asked Myles, you know, do you know the plan of quarterback? And he smiled. Yeah.
He made it seem like he knew.
I go, do you like the plan? So, Myles, can you tell us the plan? He's like, no, I can't tell you the plan. Brown Social did a great job. Justin Fila and others of cutting that and zooming in on Myles. They did a really good job. But did I have a conversation off air about what they discussed? I did not, because it was on Zoom and I did not have the opportunity of, hey, if I were there, the two of us walking down the hallway and talking about it afterwards. I didn't have that because I did it on Zoom and there were other people in the room, not only in the Zoom room, but in the room, the physical room. I think the door was open out to the hallway as well. The Browns have their studio downstairs, kind of off the lobby. It wasn't, I had no opportunity to go, all right, cut. Dude, what's going on? I wish I did. Now, I did ask Kevin Stefanski in a Monday interview that I don't know if it's aired on ClevelandBrowns.com yet, that exact question. Hey, Myles and I talked. It seemed like he knew what was going on. What did you tell him? Kevin, of course, gave a silly answer. I don't remember what it was. He's not going to say it. But what's amazing is if you look at the comments on that video, whether it's Instagram or TikTok or Twitter or whatever, is that everybody is using that look on Myles' face to confirm whatever crazy idea they have. So the comments underneath were, I told you it's going to be Kirk Cousins, or I told you they're drafting Shador, or I told you this means they're trading up and they're taking Cam Ward, or I told you they're bringing Flacco back. There's been crazy ones like it's going to be Russell Wilson because Russell was in the building that very day. There's been even crazier ones like, see, I told you they're trading for Kyler. I'm like, what? Huh? But everybody is using that as confirmation of their best guess. And the answer is, I don't know. And as Tom just said there, around the league meetings, and I got this 50 times as well, everybody is asking, hey, what are the Browns doing? Yeah. I'm like, don't look at me. If they're asking me and they're asking Tom and neither of us have an answer, I don't know. I really don't. The Browns are great at keeping it tight.
Yeah, nothing's really leaked out or anything, whereas it seems like everyone you talk to, the consensus is, well, Cam Ward's going number one, Tennessee's going to take him, and the draft starts at two. That's literally what Tom just told us.
Right.
But we kind of really have no idea what Cleveland's thinking, which way they're leaning, and it really is going to be a surprise on draft night. You know, if you ask us right now, it's going to be a surprise on draft night what they do it to.
The Browns have ownership in the building today in Colorado as we speak. It is Colorado Pro Day, although if you watch on NFL Network, it's called the Colorado Showcase. And in the building, they have signs that say, "We ain't hard to find Showcase." That's what Colorado is calling it. It is snowing in Boulder. They are indoors. The Browns met last night. Owner Jimmy Haslam, other members of ownership, coach, GM, everybody, with both Shador and Travis Hunter. They had the dinner. Shador is throwing today, friends. There is your headline. He is throwing. And he is throwing to Travis Hunter. That was not expected to happen. I don't know if arms were twisted at dinner last night. I don't know if this was the plan all along. I got no clue. But Travis Hunter is catching footballs today from Shador Sanders. So this is real and this is legitimate. This is legitimate. Say that again, Hoskins. Gotcha. Sorry. I got voices in my head.
Like you, Randy Orton.
You liked it?
Randy Orton.
And Chris, if only we had a Browns insider close, someone who was really tight with the organization,
who could really tell us what's going on in the building,
who has his ear and to the pavement, who understands what's going on. If only there was somebody
living in Cleveland for the football season,
in close proximity to us, who
someone was there all the time.
I mean, do you think this person signed an NDA and they can't really tell us?
I wonder. I wonder if he's been actually told of the plan and can't, because he doesn't want to tell us.
I'm just saying. That guy is Nathan Zagora.
Nathan Zagora, my partner in the broadcast booth. All right. As promised now, covers both football and the basketball, the Big Ten, and everything from The Athletic as we get ready, not only for Colorado Pro Day, Scott Docterman of The Athletic, but the Final Four as well. Scott, good to talk to you. How are you?
Andrew, I'm doing great. Can't complain. Finally into draft season, Final Four approaching. Pretty good weekend overall.
Have you ever heard a pro day called a showcase and not a pro day?
Yeah, the last 2 years with the Big 12 going down to the Star in Texas, they've turned it into a showcase. But for the most part, the pro days I've been to have been pretty blah. I think there's been a few. I'd say Brock Purdy's was interesting a few years ago, but other than that, it's been same old, everybody doing what they can do. But I think Travis Hunter today will make a mark on everything.
Well, Scott, let's talk about the Big 12 Pro Day, because you were there. It was the Star. It's a big thing now for NFL Network. They got all the Big 12 teams there. Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders did not work out there. Shador did a 10-minute NFL Network interview. So did Deion Sanders there as well. I'm fascinated, though, by what happens today, because we've seen the tape. We know the kid's tough. We know the kid's smart. We know the kid is more than just his last name. But Scott, from that day, I think it was 3 weeks ago, how have you heard the narrative, if at all, change on Shador Sanders?
I think it's still really up and down. I think people see the talent and they get it and they understand it because he's an incredible athlete, but he's not a running quarterback per se. He's got a great arm. He showcased it throughout the season, different players over three different years and two different schools. I haven't heard the narrative change a whole lot with him, except there are people on one side who are kind of adamantly against Shador Sanders, and then people on the other who are really for him. And I think it's up to him to convince somebody who likes him already that he is their choice to lead them in the future. And as we know with the NFL draft, there's always going to be a handful of people who have no interest in somebody like that. But then there's going to be 4, 5, or 10 teams that really like him. And I think that's probably where he's putting himself right now, is to emphasize his strengths to the people who already are in his corner.
Because all it takes is one to draft you. But I feel as we head, you're going to be a first round quarterback if one team turns in the card. That's it. But as we head towards the draft, and we'll know 3 weeks from today, or maybe we won't, I feel like the consensus is right now, there's a shot he doesn't go 2 or 3. and then becomes the story of draft night. Now, he's not going to be there. He's going to do his own thing. Good for him. He's not a businessman. He's a businessman, and they're going to have their own thing going on draft day. But I'm kind of glad for him on a personal level that he isn't going to the draft and not going to be in the green room.
Yeah, that is a good thing. We've seen that before with Brady Quinn and Aaron Rodgers going all the way back 20 years ago or so. And as we know, with Aaron Rodgers' case, it worked out so much better for him to go where he could sit for a couple of years in Green Bay. And if you look at somewhere in the teens, maybe in the 20s, if somebody takes a chance at Shador then, and he has a chance not to come in as the savior like he would be in New York, for instance, trying to compete for that starting job right away, there would be a ton of pressure on him. But if he's able to kind of wait it out, and you know, he might find the best possible spot for him. Of course, it'll cost him millions and it'll be a blow to the ego, but I think that might be his best bet. And I think right now you're seeing kind of that echo chamber move around. And I kind of wonder if, you know, Jackson Dart's going to start getting some play and moving up into the first round, or at least being discussed there.
Oh, I guarantee you, you will. Write that down right now. Whether it's Jackson Dart or Jalen Milroe, by the way, both of whom have visited the Steelers, Jackson Dart doing so today. And the Aaron Rodgers thing hangs over all of this, talking to Scott Docterman from The Athletic, because if Rodgers has already gone to the Steelers, if that is done by draft day, then we look at, I think, the 21st overall pick very differently. Scott, want to change gears here real quick to the Final Four. Florida, Auburn, Duke, Houston, Saturday in San Antonio. What does your gut tell you Houston's chances of knocking Duke out?
Probably 25%. I mean, you've got the most efficient offense in the country in Duke against the most efficient defense in Houston. And Houston is relentless on the defensive end. That's how they pride themselves, and that's why they've been so successful. And losing only one Big 12 game, I mean, this is a team that's been vastly underrated. However, we haven't seen an efficient offense or machine like Duke in a long, long time. I mean, Cooper Flagg is clearly the best player in the sport, but it goes deeper than that. I mean, they are just as good on the defensive end. I mean, scoring, defense, three-point defense, everything you name, that Duke is tremendous there. I mean, in their, you know, four NCAA tournament games, they've given up, they won by an average of 23.5 points, and they've won 15 straight games. In fact, only one of their 35 wins has come by a single score. So this is a tremendous team. So I think Houston has a chance. It's probably going to have to rely on Duke missing a lot of shots. And they're not, you know, necessarily tremendous scorers themselves, but I think it'd probably have to be a close game and Duke missing shots for Houston to win.
Scott, I'm going to steal an ESPN topic bar from this morning. Got to give him credit. If Cooper Flagg wins, if Duke wins, is he the greatest Duke freshman of all time?
Yeah, he is, and that's hard to say.
More than Grant Hill.
Yeah, more than Grant Hill, for sure. I think he's in that. He elevates himself into that Christian Laettner, Jay Williams category, Shane Battier. He is in that discussion. I mean, we're going through an exercise now of trying to rank the best players for each Final Four team, and it was almost impossible with Duke. But to do what he's been able to do as a freshman, an 18-year-old freshman, and put together the statistics and just lead this team, It's out of this world. He's one of the best freshmen that's ever played.
You're talking to a native of Reston, Virginia, so that Grant Hill for sure thing just hurt, buddy.
Sorry, man.
No, it's okay. He signed my yearbook once. Scott Docterman from The Athletic. We got football and basketball. It is the greatest time of the year, and baseball as well. And the Reds keep getting shut out. We thank you for your time. Enjoy your basketball this weekend, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Appreciate being on.
You gotcha. Scott Docterman, everybody. So the Reds got shut out 1-0 for the third consecutive game. I threw that in there. I'm not a Reds fan last night, but we have a mutual friend, Brockman, that is a Reds fan. Sorry, quick left Indeed. Turn here. So they've been shut out 1-0 in three consecutive games. Mm-hmm. According to Grok, is that how you say it? The X AI, in other words, AI for the X social media platform. According to Grok, the odds of an MLB team losing three straight 1-0 games are 1 in 296 million. That is based on a 5 to 10% chance of a shutout and a 2 to 5% chance the opponent scores just one run. One in 296 million.
First time since 1960 that a team has lost three straight 1-0 games.
So for recreational purposes only, what were the odds that you could have gotten, if anyone would have even written the ticket, on a baseball team getting shut out 1-0 for the next three consecutive games?
I don't know. Probably 2,000 to 1 or something.
That's it?
You probably wouldn't have got 20,000 to 1.
No one's going to write the ticket.
No one would have wrote the ticket, but you wouldn't have got 290 million to 1.
No, no, you would not have gotten. Oh, here's a 10 spot. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, let me just throw down $1 on this.
No, no, no. Yeah. No, anybody got, honey, do you have a 20?
Yeah. I want to bankrupt this casino.
I want to balance the national debt. Honey, do you have a 20? All right. So Colorado Pro Day, more details from that as we continue. Coming up, are we going to do what's more likely?
Yes.
What's more likely? Chris Brockman takes center stage. Coming up, Rich Eisen Show on a Friday.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Let's talk about Pesty, people. It's a do-it-yourself pest control. You can protect your home easily and at a quarter of the cost. Nobody likes being bugged, especially by, well, bugs. Nobody wants bugs in their home. My daughter sees a bug anytime. She doesn't sleep at night. We don't want that. When they show up at your home, you want them gone fast. Other pest control companies charge over $800 a year, but with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. Everything you need is provided in one simple kit. Protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to Pesty.com/Eisen for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/EISEN for an extra 10% off. Again, for 10% off your order, go to Pesty.com/Eisen.
What's great, man, are these, you know, we do a lot of NFL, NBA shows on Family Feud for Celebrity.
Right.
It's great, man, when regular people discover that celebrities don't know nothing. They don't. You think because a person is famous, they know more. They actually know less.
Yeah.
They know less than anybody else because they're exposed to less. Rich people don't know how much milk costs. You get out of touch, man. And when they come on Celebrity Family Feud, you find out how out of touch they are. They don't know anything, man. Like, one of the questions for the NFL team was, yeah, and we were asking a guy running back for the Packers, can't think of his name, but the question was, complete the sentence, strip, and you spoke, you know, like strip mall,
strip
poker.
Strip sack.
Could be even strip sack. Yeah. I said, name, complete the word strip. He said, purr. stripper. I went, hold on, man. I quit breathing. How is that your point of reference to complete the word strip? Per. P-E-R. And that was it. I was done. That was one of my great moments.
And again, you just walk away and you just, you realize it in the moment, like, okay, this is it. And I'm going to let this thing go.
Hey, after the show, he asked me, he said, Steve, is there any way we could edit that out? I said, sir, we're not editing that out. Matter of fact, we're going to embellish it. You're going to say purr so loud. Purr.
That's funny. I've told you the story many times here before about sitting across from Steve Harvey on a flight many years ago. And he had the whole Steve Harvey get up, like the loud sure. suit and the big hat. And he has an assistant talking Steve Harvey here because we had a Steve Harvey bit on the TV side, sat across from him on a plane many years ago on the way to a Super Bowl. And he had the whole get up, the loud suit and the wide, the big hat. And a guy next to him either was his BFF or his assistant. Just from the body language, it felt like an assistant. Dude was dressed the exact same way.
That's great.
And I'm like, dress like the job you want. Right?
That's fantastic.
Anyway, Granger time, everybody. It's the Rich Eisen Show. I'm Andrew Siciliano, sitting in for Rich at the appropriately named Rich Eisen Show desk, which is furnished by Granger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger has the right product for you. Call or click Granger.com or just stop by. Shador Sanders and Travis Hunter are working out today. However, they are not running. They choose not to run. Shador will throw to Travis Hunter, however, and that is your headline. Not breaking news, but a headline. Time for What's More Likely?
Hit it.
What?
What's More Likely?
Never say never, but never.
Hey guys, what's
hey
up?
Everybody.
Happy Friday.
What's More
How's
Likely?
Doing?
Chris Brockman.
Everybody good?
We're good.
You good? Jay Philly, you good?
Great. Chilling.
Great. So Andrew, just a quick refresher on how we play the game.
Yeah.
I give you a scenario, A or B. You tell me which one is more likely. Very simple. TJ, please chime in as well.
Word.
Jay Felly, nobody wants to hear from you.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I knew that.
We're in a Dodger.
We're in a Dodger hat, man. Come on. Save some wins for the rest of us.
Yeah,
guys, more likely Seattle quarterback to win more games next year. The old one, Geno Smith, or the new one, Sam Darnold?
Geno Smith.
Really?
With the Raiders?
Actually, you can chime in on this, Jay Philly, because it's the Raiders.
This is your squad.
Yeah.
Geno Smith.
Really?
I don't say it confidently. But I'm going to say Geno because I believe in Pete.
Oh, all right.
I believe in Pete, and I told Pete Monday night in Florida. Sitting there eating dinner together, standing up at a reception.
Oh, name drop.
No, I don't care. I used to host the Pete Carroll Show, ladies and gentlemen, way back in the day.
He's like, ask about
it. Here in Los Angeles when he was head coach at SC. I told him, and I firmly believe this, the NFL is a better place with him in it. The NFL is better now that he is back, and I believe in the energy. And I mean, I'm not talking like aura or telepathy energy, but I believe what Pete can bring to the building.
Vibes.
I like some of the free agent moves they have already done. They're in a good position at six if they go running back, or who knows, maybe Jalen Walker is there. Who knows what they do? Okay. I believe in Pete. I do. And John Spytek. And as Mark Davis said this week, you heard what Mark Davis said, right? This is my favorite time of the year because we're undefeated. We're undefeated.
He gives it to you straight, man.
Yes. Straight like his bangs. Right across the top of his forehead.
Straight like a P.F. Chang's appetizer.
Whatever that means. But no, I'm going to take Geno. Yeah.
Felly, call your shot. Where are the Raiders going this year? I'm going to write this down.
What?
What is your record this year, man?
17-0, baby.
Call your shot. 17-0, man.
That's how you do it.
17-0, man. All right, right,
that.
TJ, this is for you. You guys made a move yesterday. Yeah. Congratulations. Who's more likely to start more games for the Cowboys this year, Dak or Joe Milton?
Stop it.
Come
next.
On. Come on.
Swipe left.
Dak. Barring injury, of course.
Does Dak start every game this year?
Oh, no, because they will have already clinched the NFC
there
East.
There you go.
See, there you go.
Come on, Andrew. And I like the style, kid. I like
you'll start a game in December or January.
I like the way you think, Joe.
I am going to say Joe Milton will start one game this year because of injury. Dak, historically speaking, just looking at the numbers, is not a guy that often. Actually, can we look that up?
Yeah,
Dak, I was looking at that right now.
As a matter of fact.
Marvelous.
Thank you. You're fantastic as well.
Dak hasn't started every game since 2023. He did 2 years
in 2023.
Ago.
Did not last year. Did
he was
not
actually
in 2022.
Awesome 2 years ago.
He did before we went to the 17 game schedule. Actually,
yeah, he went 4 years.
Four consecutive years. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he went, 2021, he played all 16. And then 2023, he played all 17. So
it can happen. I'm going to say it's a rough sport. Joe Milton will start one game, at least one this year. Yeah.
Pulling for you, TJ. TJ, call your shot. Cowboy record.
Oh, man. Well, since Jay did the 17-0.
And you go 20-0?
Right now, today, I'll just say 10-7.
You have got to be smoking something over there this morning.
Maybe, okay.
Optimistic.
All right, here we go. Hold on. Before we go, can I double down to the point I made yesterday?
Sure.
I guarantee you there will come a time this season where the screaming head shows and where Cowboy fans will be calling for Joe Milton to start. I guarantee you. And I'm going to go a step further. I guarantee you it will happen in August.
Yeah, we said that yesterday, didn't we?
Joe Milton
he's doubling down.
Is going to have a preseason game that's going to blow up the highlight shows. He's going to get in there in the preseason. He's going to run around. He's going to throw a 70-yard touchdown to an undrafted rookie free agent wide receiver. And the next day, Monday morning, there's going to be a topic bar.
It's going to be me.
Should Joe Milton start for the Cowboys week 1? He shouldn't, by the way. But it's going to be the conversation because that's how this whole thing works. I guarantee you it is going to happen. And it may happen as early.
I'm
going to
do it on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
As August.
I mean, of course it's going to happen because that shows how stupid some of this stuff is.
That is going to be your summer television.
What are we doing?
While you're trying to get the kids ready to go back to school.
Oh, back to school.
God, right.
This is Groundhog
Have we
State,
gone to Target
man.
Yet and filled up the backpack with all the supplies? Like vacation's over, all that.
Remember Trapper Keepers?
Get ready for it. Yes, yeah. I do remember the Trapper Keeper.
Oh, so good.
Yes.
All right, guys, more likely to be an off-season wow move. Tyreek gets traded or Rodgers ends up somewhere other than Pittsburgh.
More likely?
What's more likely?
What's more?
Oh,
you're
Am
really,
I reading this right?
You're really thinking about this one. Thank you, Jay Philly, for filling the air while Andrew just says,
I think it's a push. I think it's a push. This one's tough because I do think, even though Mike McDaniel said he Tyreek's going to be on the team, or he welcomed whatever he said this week, this is not, as Mike Mayock said yesterday, a very deep wide receiver class. And is there a chance that somebody says, I'll take the Tyreek drama? Sure. And Miami gets the contract off the books and they take a modest return on the second day of the draft. I could see that happening. I could also...
Miami's picking 13th. They could easily take Matthew Golden there or...
Well, that doesn't mean you'd have to get rid of Tyreek.
No, but if you're going to...
You know what? We've done this. We're good. Right? Kind of thing. And they take a modest return for a team that says, we need to add a veteran playmaker. Brandon Ayuk's injured. We're not taking that contract. Like, this is the guy we would take. Right? He could still be explosive. He can still win games and take the top off. I think that's a possibility. And I also think Aaron Rodgers, if he wanted to be a Steeler, would have been a Steeler by now. I think he may take the job, not begrudgingly, but because it is the job, and it's a good job, and there's nothing else out there. But I also think there's a very good chance that Aaron just waits and goes back to Malibu and waits for FaceTime audio to ring and waits for somebody to inevitably get hurt, because it will happen. It is part of the game, unfortunately. Yeah. That phone may not ring until December, and you may not like who's on the other end of the line when it does ring in December, but at that point, it's going to be a team that's likely in position to win, and you may go do it. So I think I'm going to go push here. I'm going to cheat.
It's not how the game is played.
Okay, then I'm going to say Tyreek traded.
I thought Rich was on vacation.
I'm going to say Tyreek traded. Does he do that too?
He always does.
Really? I'm going to say both.
Disrespect is real.
Thank you. Thank you, Tyreek. Last NFL one, and then a couple, hodgepodge here. More likely division winner. Who should most worry about a 2025 letdown? Lions or Ravens?
Lions, because they lost both coordinators. And I'm not saying that Dan Campbell doesn't have or hasn't lost his ability to coach. He has not lost his ability to coach, rather. But when you lose Aaron Glenn, you lose Ben Johnson, I do think there are some big shoes to fill. And I do think that that will be felt. And eventually, the law of averages tells you that going for it on fourth down all the time. I know the analytics people are going to kill me for this. I just think there is a regression eventually, and I do think this could be their regression. Now, I don't know that the Vikings are going to win as many games as they did a year ago. I think the Packers are still good, and the Bears are a big question mark. So I don't know that the division is going to be as good top to bottom as it was a year ago. The Lions, the Packers, and the Vikings combined to win 40 games in the regular season last year. 40 between those three teams, an average of 13 and a third. You could do the math. Obviously, the Bears won 5. The Bears will be better. Do they win the division? No, but I do think the Lions, it's just time, take a bit of a step back.
Yeah, win totals, Vegas right now, Ravens 11.5, Lions 10.5.
There you go, buddy. Didn't know that. I don't look at those things.
I like looking at them. They're fun.
Sometimes I do.
Hey, these two teams played last night. We talked about it on this show. Who's more likely to go further in the Western Conference playoffs, Warriors or Lakers?
I'm going to say Warriors now. I would not have said that a couple of weeks ago, but I will say it now. The Jimmy Butler thing has changed that team. Steph is still Steph, man.
He is.
They got pieces.
Yeah, he's been great.
They got pieces, and I still can't believe they got Luka. I'm still in that camp. However, they're kind of playing with house money this year, and I believe in the Lakers more next year than I do this.
I think I weirdly buy that. They feel like that Mark Williams trade getting rejected.
Yes,
TJ. I think that's a huge deal. Yeah,
for sure.
They have no rim protection. You kind of saw that last night a little bit. You're going to see that whoever they play in the first round of the playoffs. They'll obviously fix that hole in the offseason. I'm with you on liking them better next year.
Yeah. Noted NBA analyst, yours truly.
last one. No one more. Jay Philly, it's all good. I'm not going to act surprised. Aaron Judge doesn't need a torpedo bat to hit bombs. He did it again last night. First player since the Babe to have 5 home runs and 15 RBIs in the first 6 games of a season.
Is that good?
What's more likely? Aaron Judge breaks his own AL home run record, or the Dodgers break the win record?
I'm going to say Aaron Judge. What's the record?
He hit 62 years ago.
I can't believe I don't know that. He's going to break it.
American League.
I think he will. Heck, he may get to 70.
He's played 6 games. He already has a 0.8 war for all the nerds out there. That's really good. He's on a pace for like 25 war, which is unheard of.
He's going to get to 70. Write it down.
This year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Write it down. He's going to get to 70.
See, can we bet that?
Look at you, you degenerate. I make a bold talk show prediction for the sake of making bold predictions on a talk show. And you're like, I'm going to bet that. Hurry up. Can I make money?
He's plus 105 to lead the league in home runs this year. You're like, Otani plus 650. Like,
the Dow is crashing. Can I make it up on an Aaron Judge future?
I saw a really funny tweet. Someone was like, the U.S. is like $33 trillion in debt or something. He's like, all you got to do is bet $35 trillion on a Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown, and we balance the budget.
Right.
and you get $25 free added to your account.
So
right?
Come on, people.
Use promo code Brockman's a Degenerate now.
You're one Jalen Hurts anytime TD away from balancing everything out.
I don't think the Cubs get to. I know Ryan Dempster, Dodgers. Or the Dodgers rather. Dempster said yesterday he thinks they break the 116 record. There are enough, you know, three game losing streaks and, you know, mid season slides and random injuries. Freddie Freeman,
who hasn't even played yet,
was on their B team, went on the DL yesterday right after we got off the air.
You buy that?
Come on. Are you?
Baseball players have notoriously the dumbest, weirdest injuries.
Why would you not believe?
Are you selling a Freddie Freeman conspiracy theory right now?
I'm saying slipped in the shower is a little weird.
Have you ever just slipped in the shower? Huh? This is your first time meeting him? Of course he believes that something's amok.
Slipped in the shower is just like,
Chris,
come on.
Knowing that there's some shadiness behind
it. I sneezed and threw up my back. Really? Or were you riding your motorcycle and fell?
Have you ever slipped in the shower?
No.
Like hotel tubs that like you don't have the mat down. You're like, whoa.
Totally.
I almost got impaled in the shower last week.
What? Like Final Destination?
I was at a hotel that shall remain nameless. In West Palm Beach, Florida. So not the hotel where the annual meeting was happening, because I'm not paying 16 hundo a night for that. So I'm at another major brand hotel, not their highest label, you know, that mid-market label.
Did they keep the light on for you?
Major brand hotel. I'm not going to even begin to go there. And I'm in the shower, and you reach through the curtain for the towel on the towel rack.
Sure. Yeah. The little bar that hangs there.
The bar that hangs there. And by the way, the room was filthy when I got into it. And so I grab the towel and I pull the towel. The towel bar comes off the wall. The bar itself is dislodged from the two brackets that are holding it into the wall.
Strong guy.
And
man, go easy.
And that bar, this was just a casual rip of the towel here. That bar flies through the curtain, into the shower, sharp edges, and goes directly onto the top of my foot, bruising my foot in multiple places.
Wow.
Boom!
Imagine going out like that.
So I go downstairs
because
I'm not leaving. And on my way out, I'm like, would you mind
cleaning my room
and comping
just like checking that out.
Comping my room.
Like my foot's bruised. Like, I'm okay. I'm not going to die.
Glad it was your foot.
Right? But would you mind? Yeah, got it. Got it. Checked out 36 hours. That towel rack was still on the floor 36 hours later. Foot still has a bruise on it.
Are you the type of guy, me and Brockman and Feller have talked about this, when you're at a hotel, do you like them to come clean the room or do you?
It depends how long I'm there. If I'm only there one night now, I'm going to hang that do not disturb.
Right.
Yeah, I turn on SportsCenter, I blast it loud and hang do not disturb.
See, none of us, once we get in the room, we like to just.
I live there now. Nobody else comes in. Nobody else comes in.
Well, if I'm there for a week, I'd like it cleaned. I like the bed made. Like it cleaned. Don't you? For a week?
I don't know.
There's a safe. You could, you know.
I guess.
You could hide your Aaron Judge futures ticket in there.
I'm taking a picture with RJ over
here. Oh, look what happened. We were having so much fun that we lost track of time.
Speaking of which, on Yahoo right now, they're putting a little torpedo bat next to your players who are using the torpedo bats.
Really?
To let you know that they're using a special bat.
They were putting a little torpedo next to the Dow. Right?
Well, that's going the other way.
Right.
That's going down.
Damn the torpedoes and the market.
Damn our retirement.
Housekeeping.
Don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting towards your lane or that lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 120 IIHS top safety awards since 2006 because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. Hyundai vehicles have won over 120 IIHS top safety awards from 2006 to 2024. Let's talk about Live Good, folks. Live Good is awesome. I always feel like I'm at my best with Live Good, and what's better than that? Because Live Good believes that everyone deserves access to high-quality supplements without the insane markups. They offer premium products formulated by an industry-leading team of natural health experts, and they cut out the middleman to sell them at some of the lowest prices anywhere. They have organic super greens, multivitamins, I take those, collagen, weight loss products, protein powder, creatine, detox, hormone products, skincare products, all highest quality products at prices people can actually afford. Ready to make the switch and start saving? Well, we'll make it even easier for you. Use our link and you can save an additional 10% off your first order on top of the already lowest prices. Just go to livegood.com/rich to save 10% on your first order. That's livegood.com/rich. Don't miss out on this opportunity to invest in your health without overspending. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
When you showed up in Steelers training camp, who was Mean Joe there? Was all those guys there?
Yeah.
Blunt?
But I never, you know, he was defense, I was defense.
It was like the Hall of Fame coming to life in that spot.
Well, no. Okay. It was the next year, really, that they really got the recruiting going.
Okay.
You know, that was all the guys that made those Super Bowl teams.
Are you saying you were the dead weight?
I think I might have been dead weight, yeah.
And how did Chuck Knoll cut you? What did he say to you?
He called me in, you know. Okay. I went to the office and brought my playbook. So I knew, you know, I was going. And he couldn't have been nicer, by the way. And you know, he was complimentary. You know, he said, you know, look, you're a tough kid, but, you know, you're trying to learn the position. I had never played. We didn't have outside linebacker in the college I played for. So it was the only position I, reasonably could have played. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't have, he didn't have time. He said, look, it's my first year too. So he said, I can get you down with the Eagles. The Eagles were desperate. And that would have gone to, you know, rental car straight down 80, you know, to the.
Yeah.
And he said, but it's got to be, you got to tell me right now. And I said, I'm done.
You knew it that you didn't want to go play for the Eagles?
No.
Why?
I don't know. It was a spur of the moment. I had knee problems. I was sick of football.
Who was the best football player that you ever lined up with or against?
Roger Staubach.
When did you play against him?
I played against Roger Staubach when I was at Youngstown State University, and he was at Pensacola Naval Station doing his six-year bit.
Wait a minute.
This is a great story, right?
Yeah.
You know, they do that. He graduated from Annapolis, won the Heisman, went down there, and played football for 6 years.
You're playing against the Pensacola...
Naval Station.
Naval Station.
Yeah.
And then out trots Roger Staubach?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
He was a quarterback.
That's not fair.
And these were high-scoring, close games.
Did you rush him? Did you get him? Did you take him down?
I tell you the truth. I rushed him.
Mm-hmm.
I got a hold of him. I spun around one time on his leg, and he just kept wiggling his leg free, and then he threw a touchdown pass. I hit him illegally out of bounds once and got a 15-yard penalty. And they had a guy. Their middle linebacker was a guy named Lynch, who was a naval boxing champion.
Yeah.
Who I think his brothers played. One of his brothers played for Kansas City.
Okay.
The Lynch brothers.
Sure.
And he wanted to kill me, you know, because they loved Roger.
Of course.
Know.
So you almost started a brawl by hitting Roger Staubach out of bounds.
Yeah, I was just so tired of chasing him, and he just stepped out of bounds, and I thought, no, I've been running 25 yards now, you know.
Yeah.
I just kept
15 yards on Ed O'Neill.
Oh yeah.
Ed O'Neill, everybody. It's a Friday.
It is a Friday
on the Rich Eisen Show ahead of Final Four weekend.
Saturday, Sunday, what?
Got the Gardos in town as well. In here in Southern Cali Caliente. They're in Anaheim.
Are you going?
Tonight, I have two birthday parties the next two nights. So I'm going to go Sunday
as an adult, or are you going to some kids' parties?
No, not a kids' party. Like, got some buddies who are in town. Like doing a little thing on tonight. It's in the valley, deep in the valley. Like,
oh, hit me up.
I may go. And then tomorrow, my buddy's got a 50th birthday dinner.
Okay.
And then a Sunday might go to the matinee. Yeah. You want to go to the, you want to bring Cage, go to the game on?
Sure.
On Sunday?
Maybe.
Yeah. We'll hop on your favorite ticketing app.
Let's do it. I like baseball.
All right, so you just heard it. Brockman and I are gonna take the.
I have Mike Trout in fantasy, so I'm
Cage.
I'm invested.
Yeah, I hope Mike Trout's healthy for the game. But like, take Cage down to the big A. He could buy a rally monkey.
Having a mandate. Yeah, he does not need more stuff at our house.
Hey, don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting towards your lane or that lane splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 120 IIHS top safety awards since 2006 because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. Hyundai vehicles have won over 120 IIHS top safety awards from 2006 to 2024. Lamar Jackson's people were in court this week, not for anything scandalous, nothing like that. They were in court to go after Dale Earnhardt Jr. True story. Reading from Pro Football Talk, but I read the initial story last night on a blog by an attorney named Josh Gerben. They are fighting over the trademark and the copyright to number 8. Dale drove the number 8 car. Lamar wears number 8. Something similar, Lamar and Troy Aikman going on as well. But Lamar Jackson is challenging the trademark application by Dale Earnhardt Jr. for a stylized version of number 8, reading from Florio's write-up, he's the attorney. Jackson contends in his submission that, number one, he's widely associated with number 8 due to his NFL status, and two, Earnhardt's efforts could falsely imply a connection between the two athletes, and number 3, customers could mistakenly believe products offered by Earnhardt are related to products offered by Lamar Jackson. It's all very early in the process. Yes, it is kind of weird that you would do this. I think they are different number 8s. One is red, one is purple. I mean, if he wore number 8 for the Chiefs, I think there might be more confusion. He doesn't. He wears number 8 for the Ravens. Now, granted, every Lamar Jackson number 8 that he may sell is not necessarily purple and vice versa, not necessarily red. For Dale Jr. I respect Lamar and his people. I mean, he's been criticized on the business side before. Why is your mom your agent? I've heard you've turned down all these marketing deals because, you know, you just don't get them done. Offers on the table. Why don't you take the money? This shows a different side of Lamar Jackson, a side that says, hey, I am going to go after the business deals, but not necessarily what you think. I'm going to plant my flag. That was me. 5 yards on me. 5 yards on me. Throw the flag.
Bing. Quick reaction.
5 yards on me. I had my laptop volume on. 5 yards. Wow. What an amateur move. What an amateur move. But Lamar Jackson's move, not amateur. I respect you. I mean, I don't know you're going to win. I'm not a copyright attorney, nor have I ever played one. But yeah, go for it. Protect your name and likeness. In an NIL world, Lamar Jackson, go ahead. Protect your name and likeness.
But it's a number that if he went to another team, he might change.
Or he would pay somebody to get the number. Like Russell Wilson, I don't know if he paid Deion Banks, but he's moving to 3, and Banks, the Giants corner, is moving to 2.
Joe Namath said it was cool that Rodgers could wear 12. He changed his number and wore 8 last year.
Right.
It's odd.
I don't know. Don't ask me. Coming up next, though, what Deion Sanders said about Jimmy Haslam and who the Browns are picking at 2.
Oh.
And we're still on the
professional tees.
So back in the day, when I'd be hosting an NFL network and we'd have Pelissero and Ian and Judy and Garofalo screaming at somebody off camera. And when you'd hear the bing because somebody had their laptop open or their phone didn't have the volume turned down, we'd always kind of point fingers. When me, no, it was you. When I would take the blame. That was me. That is an amateur move there on my laptop. It is still 5 yards. It is not an automatic first down. We never did get to that, by the way, the rule change that got voted down.
Well, the Lions proposed it. They were the most penalized team of this infraction in the last couple
of years. Illegal contact and defensive holding.
Yeah. What were your thoughts on that? Should it not be a first down or...
It should not. No, it is. The rule is fine as it is, period.
And I kind of feel that way too, but.
All right. So let's do a hypothetical.
If you could make a compelling case as to, I would hear it.
All right, let's do TJ, your Cowboys here. We'll use them as the example. Let's say they're playing the Bengals, not a good example, but you send Jamar Chase in motion, then all of a sudden it's a mismatch. He's lined up on 3rd and 14 against Amarion Overshawn, a linebacker who can cover, but that's not a matchup you want. So on 3rd and 14, why wouldn't you, if you're Amarion Overshawn, just hold him right off the line, take the flag, take the 5 yards. It's not a first down. It's now 3rd and 9. I live to see another day.
Exactly.
And that's what teams would do. Heck, it happens again. Hold them again. It's now 3rd and 4. What's the big deal? Now, do you have to write in something? If you do 2 plays in a row, it's an automatic first down. I don't know. Mm. But that is the unintended consequence. Now, could you look at it differently for illegal contact downfield? Because some of the times, illegal contact flags, you're like, I mean, come on, really? Yeah. I mean, they're hand fighting top of the route.
Or it's on the other side of the field, away from the play.
But defensive holding, which is when the ball is still in the quarterback's hand. That's the rule. That is defensive holding. Right. Once it leaves his hand, it's pass interference. Defensive holding is an automatic first down and a 5-yard penalty. And a lot of times, like 3rd and long, oh, what a cheap penalty. It gave him the first. The offensive team will tell you, well, I didn't throw the ball to the guy because he's being held. So is it a cheap penalty? But there's no way I think that thing is ever going to, not the way the Lions wrote it, no. Because it would just lead you to tackle a guy, Arena Football League style. Go ahead. We'll take the 5 yards. Who cares? It's not an automatic first down. Hunter Dickinson coming up next hour. It is the Rich Eisen Show, friends, on a Friday.
Bravo TV star Lala Kent holds nothing back.
There's been so many times where I'm like, I apologize that I said that, but that wasn't meant for you to hear.
Feel you there.
How fun would it be to bring in some Bravo celebrities and make our own bracket?
Iconic.
All right, I'll take Dorinda, you take Sonia.
Sonia is who I wish I could be.
You and me both. I cannot be someone in the program. What's PTO?
Pay time off. See, you never had a real job.
Give them Lala.
It is nothing but honesty.
You guys know.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.